The agenda to possess the nations continues unabated.
Where are all the tears in the church? When we arrived in this church, we saw that when people were preaching, others responded in tears. It is not the preach on that we do in our generation, because they have come with an open heart. They long for nothing but the Holy Spirit and Christ, and their mind is on eternity.
This is the reason for unleashing the church with the mandate of carrying the gospel to the ends of the earth.
The grace of God also requires something from us, that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and then live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age.
Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Anytime the soul is not put in check, and the soul aligns itself with the body to fight against the spirit, the person, even though will be a Christian, but will be a carnal Christian.
Welcome to Pentecost Hour, a platform for teaching, training, and unleashing the church to fulfill her mandate as salt and light in the world. Pentecost Hour, God's timely word to our dying world.
So we'll continue from verse 17. From verse 17. So now Mark is going to explain why Herod said what he said. For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married.
Now, Herodias no ara asuma ma wabe so Yohane mu atire no ato efiase ni nua Filipo yire Herodias inti efise na waware no.
For John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife."
Na Yohane aka akire Herod say wonni ho kwan say wo ware wonu ayere.
And then look at verse 19.
It was in yimun dunkron.
Very important for the sake of what we are discussing. So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she was not able.
Na Herodias nya no menase po na ope se okum no nanso. When to me?
See, when you nurse a grudge,
I don't know, so when you're in a sepa,
you may be a murderer.
See, what
will come out of you, nobody can imagine.
You be free way more bawa mono,
and no one can predict.
So be born to me and Vinny Hunsi,
not even your husband.
Who couldn't born to me?
Let us be careful of nursing grudge.
Say, you're
Verse 20 says this. Because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled, yet he liked to listen to him.
Now Herod threw you honey. If he said Unimse or you new patrine ni okrunkruni. Na obon a hobang. Na oritie no a ne ho yira no bi nanso o de anigie etie no.
This one is better than what I said. Yeah. So John the Baptist has been arrested and kept in prison.
And Johannes Uboni no a chire no e de nato afiase.
For publicly accusing and charging Herod Antipas with breaking the law of God.
That one called can Herod enim say.
You see, this Herod Antipas was the seventh son of Herod the Great.
Herod,
in fact, Herodia that we are talking about, she is a niece of Herod Antipas, as well as the husband, Herod Philip the First.
And Herodia,
these Herods, they were ruthless people.
Herodia, ye kan ho asem yi na oyɛ Herod ɔhenkɛse no ani ne nua ebusuani.
Then Herod Antipas has divorced the wife, and then this Herodia has also divorced the husband, who is the half brother of Herod Antipas.
Enti Herod a odi hini no wagyan ne yere ana Herodian so agyan ni kunu a oyɛ Herodia a odi hini ni nua.
Now she did that for the sake of Herod Antipas.
Na oyɛ ohini a ɔte adwa so no entia.
And so Herod Antipas now take his brother Herod Philip the First's wife as his wife, whilst Herod Philip the First is still alive.
And the Herod a ɔte adwa so ɛyɛ Antipas yi afediɛ ni nua ɛyɛ Herod Philip no ne yire ɛna sesei wakɔ akɔfa no sɛ ne yire.
So they are marrying their niece, and the niece has left the other one. Because this Antipas had a more prominent stance in the society, and then this ambitious woman decided to go and marry this anchor.
And to what said the awari ne koye na the otiegwa so ye Herod Antipas no se se ninuya ena wakwako faniri no no otiegwa so no na odin kesi epa nunti ene mama mi ejai ni kuno a oye the otiegwa so no enuya a se se odin eni achre.
And John the Baptist has been speaking against this act of Herod Antipas.
Now we say subenya Herod Antipas. O yin di Johannes Suboni wa kasetia ye.
See, Deuteronomy 25 allows a brother-in-law to marry a diseased brother's wife.
Okay, can't you say no senior Mose Homa a tosu nuno echrenoa a maho kwai ama ubia ninia a filmuno utimi warreniri
for the purpose of maintaining the brother's name and the brother's lineage.
Then you bay obey to me abo ninuano I want to aswan by.
Otherwise, when your brother is still alive, you cannot have the wife.
And this house, when we are Matiasia, won't me warrenere.
Leviticus 18:16.
Mose Homa, a tosso, and nino.
Leviticus 18:16.
A tosso me and sano, eti do and watching you mudunsia.
Do not have sexual relations with your brother's wife. That will dishonor your brother.
Mose Homa, a tosso me and sano, eti do watri, and you mudunsiano. Joseph may say, ni unua yere adeja so e unua adeja.
Leviticus 20:21
yet also ewo ti aduonu no yimu aduonu baako.
Now if a man marries his brother's wife, it is an act of impurity. He has dishonored his brother. They will be childless. That is a sign of a curse. So he said that when you do that, God will make sure that you don't have a child.
Na obi efa ninu ayere eware a eye ade a ehontie we yi ninu adeja so na wori nyaba na chese ode nume na ebe ebusuani mu.
See, Herod was not a Jew.
Adofunum Herodi no nye yudeni.
Yet John did not hesitate to charge him with committing a crime against the law of the Lord.
Now so brana oye bribia tia onyame mra no Johannes Oboni wan kana no antum otwinanim.
And this John's bold rebuke infuriated Herodias, the wife.
And sakukudra Johannes edika Herodi enim no e ma Herodia ne bufu.
She nursed a grudge against John.
Na we emane nyanim na sepo etia Johannes.
She was not satisfied with the fact that John has been kept in prison. In fact, she wanted to kill John.
And tina eno no so se yedi Johannes akwakwoto afiase no kasem ne se no opa yi na fi hokra.
She was not able to do that.
Na no untumi
because she has to do that through the husband.
And if he said so betumi aya I just will fa ni kunu ase se waware ni.
Meanwhile, the husband feared John.
Nanso ni kunu yi so.
He knew within his spirit that what John is saying is true. And that John was a righteous and a holy man. And the people were well aware. Touching him was invoking the wrath of the people. And as a politician, he was dealing with that carefully.
But verse 21
reads.
Okay,
so let's project it. So we can read together. Ready, go. Finally, the opportune time came. Now, finally, The opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee.
Na eda ese druya Herodi ridi na wodano otopuno ema ne titire ene na safo hene ni Galilea benifo.
You see, bitter people are schemers.
Wa wodi ya onu bribiemu no na wo bomodin se wodi no mo begugu akwa.
They are always looking for what? An opportunity to strike the supposed offender.
But to one woman, she can't be a son of a woman to me a dinner. What time do you know?
And this is satanic.
Now we a young Samson Papa.
That looking for opportunity to strike is satanic.
So, oh, bet a queen you be no way to me a bra will be no if you want some.
How do I know that?
Hey, then I'm who we
Luke chapter 4.
Mummy, I shall look at Sampano 89.
Verse 13. When the devil had finished all this tempting, comma, he left him until an opportune time. He left
Christ
for an opportune time. One day the enemy entered Judas. Let's listen to, maybe let's read Mark 14, verse 10 and 11. Mark 14, 10 and 11.
Mumiyeshwe Mariko Asempano, itidu na inyimudu enidubah akono.
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them.
Now Judas Iscariot, dumienunu mu bako, esimuko asofo mpenifo no enche nse obeyi Yesu amawo.
I don't know what was wrong with Judas.
Inim nyana danfui eha no die.
But there was something in his heart.
Nso no bribi koso na kumemu.
Judas was bitter about something.
Eh adofo no na Judas odi ya obribi ho.
They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. Can you read with me? Eunice, you were reading louder. Shout it. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over.
Okay, can you do back on that? Or say, now what tea, you know, a year one and EJ, now what share no boss, what be manusi kebi. Now, or she share said, yeah, obeying your queen, you know, I'm a ebria, a simu.
He watched for an opportunity.
She share queen, I'll bet me a yamano. To hand him over.
Now let's look, go to how Luke, Dr. Luke, rendered his.
Luke 22, verse
4,
5, 6.
And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus.
Now, Judah, on a sophom penifono, and a sophom nubi, ko kasachre, sedie, a beya, obey to me, a way you know, a mawo.
Now, the next verse says that they were delighted and agreed to give him money.
O twas what chose him, say, a ye one enige, now one eno shes, say, what beman is he kebi.
Then verse says,
he
consented and watch for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present.
Na opene na ohwehwe said e obenya kwan ayi no ama won won krofuku no echi.
So Mark is saying that he watched for an opportunity to hand him over.
Kai Marko dia na osit ohwehwe ebre ane akwanya.
But when you come to the doctor who is interested in details, he would not just say he was looking for an opportunity to hand him over. He said that he consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over. This is where Mark ended. But he continued. Hand over to them when no crowd was present.
Nti ohwe se dia Luke atwere na odi kakra kan ho kiremu ye se opene na ohwehwe se dia obenya kwan ayi no ama yode kan ho no enkrofu ku no echi.
And in fact, in the Garden of Gethsemane, no crowd was present. It was Jesus and the disciples. So Judas looked for a suitable time. And the suitable time for Judas was when no one was present. No crowd was present. So we go back to Mark chapter 6 to the story. And then we take verse 21 again. Finally, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men.
When the
daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask me for anything you want, and I will give it to you."
Na Herodia no araba ba besai. Na oso Herodi anyone a woni no etunsa edidi no eni. Eno hene se abawa no se bisame bri biara wo pe na mema wo.
And he promised her with an oath, "Whatever you ask, I will give you up to half of my kingdom." Normally when the king say half to my kingdom, it is more like a proverbia than half. That is to say that I'll give you whatever.
Na okano entam se adie biara wo bebisa me no mema wo de akosima hinie mu fa empo.
She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" "The head of John the Baptist," she answered.
Na ofri edi ekobisa nina se edien ena me nkobisa. Na nina ka kire no se Johania obo esu no niti.
At once the girl hurried in to the king with the request, "I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter."
Na entem ara ode anwo hari aba onhene nchen be kan se me pese wodi Johannes suboni no ti eto plate so emma mi se siar.
The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oath and his dinner guest, he did not want to refuse her.
Na eye onhene yapi nanso nentama onni won a wote edidie no enti wampese okame no.
So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went and beheaded John in the prison.
Na entem ara ohene soma abrafo she say won fa ni tre emra na wokotwa ni ti efiase ho.
And brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl and she gave it to her mother.
Na odi ni tre no eto prete so e bai. Na odi ma bawa no na bawa no e de koma ni na.
On hearing this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb.
Na ne suan fo Yohane suan fo etie no wo ba ebefa nemu na wo de koto obodan mu.
I've never been emotional like today reading this story. Yeah.
Impusu me.
No, I've been reading it the whole day and I've read it many days.
Many years. Trisha bebre.
Yeah. So finally, the opportune time came for her to carry out her murderous scheme. Now, the occasion was Herod's birthday. A luxurious celebration. Leaders of three societal groups were invited.
nipakuo akɛseakɛse a wofi nipa ahodoɔ bɛyɛ miɛnsa nkuo mu ɛbɛhyia.
The nobles were invited. That is a high ranking of governmental officials.
Asafohene ahodoɔ a ne odi aman ahodoɔ so ɔsoma frɛ wɔn ma ɔbae.
Then military officers were there.
Asogyafoɔ mpanimfoɔ nso ɛwɔ hɔ.
Then leading men, we mean worthy and prominent men in Galilee.
Afei nso nipa titire.
And in such a forum, big, great forum like that, Salome, and some versions call this Salome Herodias, like the mother, like the mother's name. So either she's called Salome or Herodias. She was about 12 to 14 years, they say. She danced at the banquet.
And she said, "Oh, punto kesiya, Salome."
Her skillful and obviously provocative dance pleased Herod and the guests.
Oh, she said, "You see, dear Sasron Kuna, we saw Herod, anyone, anyone, a tip, pronouno, any papa."
And somehow Herod offers to fulfill the wishes of Salome, but backed it also with an oath, saying that whatever you ask, I will give you, even up to half of my kingdom, he said.
Herodi, who said he had son, and you know, Omodia, then Tamka, I say, Salome, bo, say, near Opebiara, what the Bemano Empo, Ahini any mufa.
And then Salome now, she doesn't know what to ask because she probably didn't conceive that. That was what the father was going to request of her.
If you hear Salome, I say no. Abunupusa. I say ye. No one nim. Then another busa and say me. Into who baby crown fanfa.
So she goes to Herodia.
Yoko. Nimameho.
And she replied with premeditated promptness.
Now,
the head of John the Baptist on a platter.
Busa nimame ni mwayo de baya no. Unu se wajune mwache pa 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 pa.
And the Bible says that Salome went back to the father and said, "Please, I want the head of John the Baptist on a platter now."
You
see, the platter
is
supposed to be like trays, serving trays.
So
now the people actually go around with food on the platter.
And now
you want the head of John the Baptist on the platter. But you see, but bitter people, they don't care about what happens. When people are bitter, they are dangerous.
Into Usha, a dear no din Yanin and Sunny Adia Sisi Sono, a watcheno, and one ana abaye estresse, yemfa your honey, suboniti, and toso, emreno, not as a opes or say upon to no cra, obi diawa, yao dianunti, she infano.
Yeah. So the king was distressed.
And ha, Herodi, be
yet because of his oath.
And so, now I can't tam.
And the kind of people were present there. He sent executioners. And they brought the head of John the Baptist on the platter. So they gave it to Salome. And
then
Salome went and gave the head to the mother.
You
see, if you don't train your children well,
so
whatever they will have, they will bring it back to you. What is Herodia going to do with the head of John the Baptist?
Wow, Herodia, a ding and what do you honey tea ever
yet?
Is it chicken?
What is she going to do?
A dear pan or debay.
What is she going to do? I mean, with the head of John the Baptist. But you see, because bitter people operate in satanic realm, it doesn't matter who they are, they do not care.
It sounds like, ɛne deɛ wɔyɛ no.
See, I suspect that this holy man John the Baptist might have been buried without the head.
Bigidi sɛ ebia Yohane Suboni wo sie no kra no na ne tin ni so.
Were they going to ask Herodia to bring the head? The Bible said they took the body away.
Na we obefre Herodia so onfa tinim ra no onfa ntua so enkosie. There be Joseph said obefa ne mu koy.
The head means that Herodia has really conquered. That is what it means. In the Old Testament, once you floor an enemy, you step on the neck and cut the head and then lift the head so that everybody knows that the enemy is dealt with. And that one satisfies Herodias' heart.
And to show you didn't tin bre no no na e chirem say fedie we din sun kunim kra we wie no.
So bitterness can produce a monster out of you.
The adofunum yaudie ebetumi wai moaye se kakai.
Bitterness, like covetousness, is a root of all kinds of evil.
Yaudie te se enibre eye boni na ehini.
Bitter people do not care about the consequence of the action. Because for them, their anger is justified. And they justify the actions. Take this from me. Be very careful about bitter people. When someone dares you, be careful. That is why when such people are reported, the police pick on them.
And untina say ni pay no say obomodi abeki kankan say bia na police and say so police wa fawo.
Because bitter people are always plotting mischief against the opponent and will stop at nothing until they have achieved their target.
Esan say nipa wo di ya no de biara wo dare anybody na wo nyina agye say wadu wo botai no.
See, bitterness stirs the wickedness in the human heart.
I don't know
who you are bitter at. But when you have a bitter envy in your heart, you will be allowing the devil to possess you. What will Herodia do with John the Baptist's head?
Now, why we shall Herodia? A day, and what do you honey tea? A bayer, pretty so.
Today she is dead and gone.
And nay,
but we are still talking about her story.
And so, ye can't answer.
Blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall see God. You cannot be a Christian and fill your spirit with bitterness.
No, my yaudier, and ya, umma, Debbie.
No,
Debbie.
Maybe you are listening to me. I'm ending this broadcast now. What do you want to do to your husband? You want to kill him tonight? What do you want to do to him? What do you want to do to your boss? What do you want to do to him? What do you want to do to me? May what are you harboring in your heart against that man? I will cancel you tonight. Repent. Get rid of bitterness. It will destroy you. And it will bring destruction to many people. Because God is watching. So be a hero in the fight. Try and drop your gun. Yeah, put your knife back into the shelf. It will not help you. Shall we all rise to our feet? Because of bitterness. You don't want to see the man's face again. So you want to divorce. Don't do that. If you have patience, God can work things out.
Now,
wherever you are, I want you to lift your two hands. Don't say that I'm not bitter against anyone. You don't know what is ahead of you tomorrow. Let us pray that God grant me a heart that is solidly holy. That will not give space for bitterness. Shall we pray together?
In
the name of Jesus. Lift your voice.